News in the Church, Morning News 29.06, 2024, by Paul Johannes Ness. Good morning, and welcome to the Church News on EWTN Norway. Here are today's top stories. Saint of the Day, Peter and Paul. Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, two of the most prominent apostles and pillars of the early Church. Saint Peter, originally named Simon, was a fisherman called by Jesus to be one of his first disciples. He became the leader of the apostles and the first pope, ultimately martyred in Rome by crucifixion. Saint Paul, formerly Saul of Tarsus, was a fierce persecutor of Christians who converted after a dramatic encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus. He became the apostle to the Gentiles, spreading the gospel far and wide and writing many letters that are part of the New Testament. Both saints are honored today for their profound contributions to the spread of Christianity and their unwavering faith. Biden administration criticized for omitting Nigeria from religious persecution watch list. The Biden administration is facing criticism for its decision to omit Nigeria from its religious persecution watch list. This move has drawn backlash from various religious freedom advocates who argue that Nigeria should be included due to ongoing violence and persecution against Christians and other religious groups in the country. The omission has sparked a debate about the criteria used for the watch list and the implications for international religious freedom policies. For the full story, visit CatholicNewsAgency.EWTN's Church Pop continues expansion with new Hungarian edition. EWTN's popular online platform, Church Pop, is continuing its expansion with the launch of a new Hungarian edition. This latest edition aims to reach a broader audience by providing engaging and informative content that resonates with Hungarian-speaking Catholics. Church Pop offers a mix of news, entertainment, and educational materials that appeal to a wide range of readers, fostering a deeper connection with the faith. The expansion reflects EWTN's commitment to evangelization and making Catholic content accessible to diverse audiences worldwide. For the full story, visit Catholic News Agency. Cardinal O'Malley speaks clearly on Father Rupnik art. Cardinal Sean O'Malley has made clear statements regarding the controversial art of Father Marco Ivan Rupnik. In his recent commentary, Cardinal O'Malley addressed the theological and aesthetic aspects of Rupnik's works, acknowledging both their beauty and the concerns they raise. He emphasized the importance of discernment in appreciating religious art and urged the faithful to consider the deeper spiritual messages conveyed through these artistic expressions. This discussion is part of a broader dialogue within the Church about the role of contemporary religious art. For further insights, visit the National Catholic Register. Vatican. Cardinals of dicasteries meet with German bishops. In a significant development, cardinals from various Vatican dicasteries have met with bishops of the Catholic Church in Germany. The meeting addressed key issues facing the German Church, including its controversial synodal path, which has sparked widespread debate and concern within the global Church. The discussions aim to foster unity and provide guidance on maintaining doctrinal integrity while addressing contemporary challenges. This ongoing dialogue highlights the Vatican's efforts to support national churches in navigating complex issues while upholding the universal teachings of the Church. For the full story, visit ACI Prensa. Archbishop Vigano defies Vatican summons, denounces Pope Francis. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has publicly defied a Vatican summons to answer formal charges of schism, reiterating his claims that Pope Francis is not the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church. In a statement shared on social media, Vigano accused Pope Francis of heresy and criticized his policies, including the promotion of COVID-19 vaccines and the Vatican-China deal on the appointment of bishops. Vigano, who has been in hiding, announced that he would not recognize the authority of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith or participate in the trial. His defiance has sparked significant controversy within the Church, highlighting deep divisions over Pope Francis's leadership. For the full story, visit EWTN Norway. Stay tuned for more updates and insights from the Church as we continue to share important news and stories from around the world.